Hello, I'm on the air with Bridging Wisdom. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Tassie, and Bright Lights Pathfinders. As you all know, the last announcement was Michael Goger and I doing Bridging Wisdom together. Don couldn't reach him, and I haven't heard from him since Sunday, but he did ask me to play this little spill for you. Little spill, oh my God, it's bigger than a little spill. Listen up and tune in. Here we go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special announcement. My name is Michael Goger. I am here with the next love of my life and wife, Tassie Hill Cook. I felt due to our, I don't want to say we're celebrities, but we have 12 shows a month on air, and there's a lot of people that know us. And we felt that doing the announcement via radio and archive and posting in audio, it would eliminate thousands of questions and emails and confusions and rumors. And so this is the purpose of this announcement. And on New Year's Eve, as the ball was exploding, 2011, I asked Tassie Cook to marry me. And she immediately went into shock. Loss of voice, actually. Picture Tassie with no voice. And dropped the phone. And then she picked it up and told me, of course I will. And here we are making this announcement. The place, the location, the time will be released later, and other details of the wedding will be released later as it unfolds. Right now, we're both in shock, and our families are both in shock. So give us a chance to come out of that fairy tale thing. It's like, and I want to say we have been friends for several years. It's nothing that happened overnight. Every breath was directed at this point in time, and Tassie and I being together. And I love her with all my heart, body, soul, and mind. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. And I have never met any human being as phenomenal as her. And I also want to add that I feel that any man that can find two the ones in their lifetime is blessed beyond blessed. And happiness that you just want to share with others in the world, because I know people that haven't found the first one yet, and falling in love with Tassie gave and offered to me the opportunity to have it twice in a lifetime, and I can't tell you what that means, especially from the experience of what Tassie and I do on air. We know a lot of people, and I've known people waiting 25, 30 years for the first one. And so I can't tell you how much I love her and how much destiny wants and needs to happen, and I believe it's divinely guided and divinely blessed, and in God's hands. there is still so many details up in the air that it's impossible to put it here on this. And we just wanted to say that everybody that has known Tassie and I, or Going Within, or Bright Lights, Pathfinders, to rejoice in our love and happiness, and to join forces with us in what is about to occur. I believe it's going to be a beautiful and fascinating and mind-boggling union that will produce things that you can most people can only imagine. A lot of it is going to be helping people that need help. And you guys know that that's what we have been doing for the last 20 years. And together, picture the force and the energy and the love and the spirit and the combination of Tassie and I's energies and talents and knowledge working together in harmony as one. Picture that.
I'm picturing it.
So, and I would like to thank Tassie's family, her mom, Mimi. Mimi, I love you. In a roundabout way, you gave me permission. Before, I'll tell you what, though. You gave me some good listen up, and there was a lot of wisdom there, and I thank you for that. And Tassie's daughter, Ashley, thank you. You helped me a lot, and you helped Tassie a lot in a very short period of time. And Tassie's sons, I know you're going to like me and get to love me, and I feel the same way about you. The rest of the family, I think there's like 2,000 of them, so I'm not going to mention you. I'm going to meet you. There's a visit coming up soon. The only thing we know for sure is that we're in love, we're getting married, and it's going to be on December 31st, 2011, and it's going to be videoed, audioed, and have a lot of coverage. And in the meantime, everybody, pray with us and pray for us, and celebrate and enjoy the love that will be coming out of this union. And now I'm going to shut up and let my future bride say a few words. Tassie?
Hey, baby.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
How'd I do?
You did wonderful. I'm just everything that I felt you spoke. And I'm still a little speechless, but I just want to let the entire universe, World Wide Web, anybody that catches wind of this archive, this broadcast, that I love Michael Gerber with all my heart, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my being. And I promised Michael to do this Christ-like love as well as my heartfelt love to you. It's been something that I've always dreamed of from many years back, and Nasha Kishinoya days, which people will understand that one day. And it's just, I just fell in love with you when that ball dropped. And I know we've always been real close together and really great friends, but you are my best friend. And I just want everyone to know that this love is deep and it cannot be broken by any ways or means. So everybody join with us and celebrate it and make it strong, because Michael and our mission is to get positive power productions out there, to have everyone feel what we feel and what we share together, the depths of the love and the bond. We can talk to each other without even being on the phone. We know what each other's doing all the time. We also know how to turn that on and off. so that we don't affect each other in our daily lives. But this is my soulmate. You are the love of my life, my professor. And I'm going to be honored, and I am honored that you even considered me and that you did ask me to marry you. I promise to be all that I can be and keep an open communication with you with truth and honesty and endurance at all times. And I devote myself to you.
Thank you, baby. I love you.
I love you too, darling.
And I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you and do things with you that I believe is meant to be and is going to be a light in the world. And as you said, there isn't force on earth other than the Holy Spirit, I believe, God, that could that could stop it or interfere. And that's how powerful it is. And we're lost for words. We didn't even know if we should do this announcement, and we felt that it was really necessary because once the word officially got out there, there was going to be a lot of a lot of yous know us and love us and bless us and are for us, and a lot of yous are going to be people that have just met us. A lot of you are going to be associates or good friends, and a lot of yous are going to be first-time listeners that are wondering what's going on. So all we ask from everybody is to support us in this and to celebrate in our joy, because that's what it is. For the first time in a very long time, I am happy and excited and filled with life and visions and dreams, and they all involve Tassie as being my wife, and I want everybody to support me in that. And I guess that's about it, Tassie. Anything you'd like to end it with? I'm lost for words. I'm surprised I said as much as I did. I'm in shock and lost for words. But
well, I'd like to end with a prayer of sealing our care and love together and our debts of bond and dedication.
Okay. Before you do that, I would like to also add that if anybody ever, when you fall in love, you know you fall in love because you see stars, and you definitely know it's for real. And
the security is beyond measure.
Absolutely. And the bond is, there's no word. The words haven't been invented yet to describe the bond between us. And we're going to be very happy and want everybody else to share in that and be a part of it. And remember, we also will post details on the upcoming event and our wedding and the things that are going to be involved with it and what's going on with it. You'll all be kept posted. Keep your eyes on our Facebooks and listen to our radio shows, and you'll definitely stay posted. And Tassie, would you like to end with a little prayer?
I would like to say that today is January the 29th, Saturday, 2011. We have been engaged for 29 and a few hours, and we kept this to ourselves to absorb it ourselves and to tell some of our family members first and foremost and close family friends. And right now I'd like to just say a prayer. I ask you all, Holy Father, to speak for me and say for me and do for me all that I'm about to say. I ask you to just wrap your holy angels, the highest light, around us Michael and our love and our family and all that are involved. I ask your blessings upon Michael and I as we become one and we plan this celebration for the up and coming end of the year. And that all celebrate with us, work with us, so that we can do your work, Lord, to the good and the glory of you. I think all this had something to do with us coming together, Norma, my dad, and all the loved ones, my grandparents, all the ones that have passed, as well as all that are here in this earth now. I ask that you keep us humbled and reverent to do just exactly as you wish us to do, together professionally as well as a married couple. And with that, Jesus Christ's name, take the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, and may they be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, I'm strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, babe.
God bless you, babe. I love you.
And with that, I would like to say God bless everybody that listens to this. And my prayer for you all is that you find the happiness and the love that Tassie and I are sharing and about to share together for the rest of our lives. So,
amen to that.
Amen.
Because if they can even catch a glimpse of what we have, they are totally blessed.
And with that, I will say goodbye and God bless, and listen to the shows because you will definitely stay on top of Tassie and Michael Goger, Tassie Hill Cook and Michael Goger getting married.
Yay, as my girlfriends already call it, go girl.
go Tassie.
Okay, with that. This is Kathy Cook again, Tassie, doing the solo. I don't know where Michael is, but haven't heard from him since Sunday. His son did have a heart attack, and I was with him on the phone previously with this situation before the phone call came in about his son having a heart attack. After that, I have not heard from him because I went, my voice is almost gone because my first grandchild was born yesterday. Oh my gosh, y'all. I've got to just make that announcement first and foremost. I have got to tell you that it is beyond any comprehension of words, as Michael said, with this love, with the, he and I, but with, I'm just going to say, when that baby was put in my arms, my grandchild, I'm speechless because all of a sudden, all the love I had for each one of my children I held as a baby when they first came to me out of my womb rushed into that heart of mine holding that brand new grandbaby. Her name is Avery Lee. All of you know, many of you in all the countries know that Ashley Lee got married 3 years ago to Colin Grooms, and we did a broadcast on what it meant, pros and cons of marriage, and they now have their first baby. And watching my daughter, I spent the night with her last night. She wanted me to share in the bonding and share in the precious moments that to learn to breastfeed, to learn to change a diaper, to everything there is. And I was there from all day yesterday until this morning at 11:30. When I went to get breakfast this morning, this lady said, "You must be a new grandmother." Everybody in the hospital, I swear, knew I was a new grandmother. And I said to this lady, and she was with her husband. They were in their 70s, I guess. And I said to her, I said, "Pinch me." I said, "Pinch me." She gently grabbed hold of my arm, and she gave me a little pinch. And I said, "Ow." I said, "I am so still in heaven." And that's what it's all about, y'all. It's real. It's real love, not fake, not for alternative motives, not for anything but real. And God bless you, Michael Goger, wherever you are, because we go and talk on the phone for up to 12 hours in a pop. And this is the first time that I saw you on my Facebook page this morning. I've seen you all weekend. I just couldn't do anything about it at the hospital. But all of a sudden, you just, I'm blocked and deleted, and I don't know why, but that's not unusual. So I'm sure there's a reason. But anyway, I just want to say to everybody that congratulations to my daughter, Ashley. Oh, my gosh. By the way, my brother, John, Johnny the Third. There's Johnny the Fourth, which is his son, but his daughter, Meredith Lee, and my daughter, Ashley Lee, gave birth the very same day, yesterday, to our grandchildren. Oh, it's amazing how God works. And my dad's birthday is February the 13th, that passed away in 2005, which all you guys know that I get a lot of my feelings and wisdom from that I speak out here on this radio station today. And my birthday is February the 11th, which is 2/11/2/11. Look at those numbers, y'all. Click, 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 click. 1/1/1/1/1/1/1, which means healing, healing, and another dimension. And I will be 55. Okay, you add the 5 and 5 together. That's a double change. So let's see where this change is going to take us all and change this world and change the perspective. Because I tell you what, a lot of times I can get these aches and pains in my body. I was brought to my daggum knees on Sunday with pain that just popped out of nowhere. It was like my legs were being split off my body. And I called the doctor, and I couldn't even speak. I was going, I couldn't even speak. And I went to the hospital with a cane, a walking cane and crutches. But I made it, and all of a sudden my legs got better just like that. And my voice. Michael says I hold all things in my voice. Well, you know, radio is my voice. And let's see where that goes, because I've been hit with some kind of thing in my throat. I do not know how that happened either. I've been hit with my knees going down and then coming back up to regular. I've been hit with my shoulder going out and coming back to regular. I've been hit with bladder problems. I've been hit just like constant. It's just the weirdest thing, but I come back to health, perfect health every time after some kind of little situation, whatever's going on out there. Let's call it spiritual. It's a spiritual warfare. Now, I know in my heart who and what this is going on, and I'm not going to expose it yet, as of yet, but let's play it along nice and gently, keep an even flow and even keel about things, because if somebody can do that kind of something to somebody with pain, imagine the healing that could take place with this person or these people or these spirits if they channeled it in the right direction and could heal this world. What power and what fame and what progress we would have in this world today. I am a target for a lot of things because, as you well know, BBS Radio broadcasts to 190 countries at a given time with over 18 million listeners at a given time. BBS Radio is the number one radio station in this planet, and people all tune in to see what's happening. I just want to say that archive that Michael announced our wedding engagement was hit within a couple of days over several thousand times, downloaded and spread. So whatever is going on with Michael and the Tassie Hour, that was going to be Bridging Wisdom, and also my being on his broadcast. I do not know, have no clue. I have not heard from him, have not talked to him. The last I told him was that I will talk to him on Tuesday morning when this was Sunday night. No, this was, yeah, it was Sunday night. I said, I'll talk to you on Tuesday morning after my grandchild is here. And I had to go because I was very, very devastated with emotions. And, I told him I loved him and hung up the phone. That's the last I've heard. So anyway, family members out there that know what's going on, keep on understanding in your heart, not your mind, but what you hear in your heart. And people that have my back and are so protective of me on Facebook and Yahoo and everywhere, keep the faith. Know that I am the master. I am called the master of the master grandmother. And know that I know what I'm doing, and I have this all under control with this spiritual warfare here. Not by myself, because it takes all of us to do it, but with particular situations given as as the attacks that have been on my body and my family and other people, that it will be exposed in a gentle manner, because we want to keep everybody very, very, very in their lightest light. And with that given, I know that I've had a couple calls. Don has posted in Facebook. I mean, Facebook. I am so excited. My grandbaby's here in the Skype, because that's what we broadcast through, the Skype. And if you will, oh, the caller's gone. Sorry, Lisa was on line one. But we're just going to keep. Oh, she's going to call back. Okay, thank you, Don. Hey, would you get on and say a few words, Don? I'm so excited. Congratulate me.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, my sweet Don.
Oh, we got a caller. I'm going to put him on the air for you. I'll type it in. Here we go.
Okay, that's the owner of BBS Radio with his brother, Doug. Anyway, happy birthday to me, and happy, beautiful, blessing birthday to my son, Jason Cook, that was born on my birthday as well. Hello, Lisa. You are on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Cassie. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, am I? Pinch me. Pinch me, Lisa, through the air, because I don't know if this is real. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh. How are you?
Well, I'm listening to you with a lot of love.
Thank you, darling. I have so much love, I'm about to explode. I didn't know love could be this big.
Bless you. You are an earth angel.
And I subliminally understand exactly where you're coming from. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, where are you from?
I'm from the Phoenix area. I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Oh, my goodness. I hope I can answer.
Well, I was calling to ask you about finances for me and a job.
Oh, please, darling. Please, can you do this with me privately? Because I'm elated with love right now. I can't go to finances, darling. But I can help you in a deep root reading that I do on myself. It takes several days to do. When I do a deep root reading, you can contact me at my home phone number. I'll give that to you if you got a pen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 704-906-3004. Because what I want to get into with you is going to take a very, 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 very long time, because I can feel it. You have a lot of emotion going on, not only with yourself, but with others. And you have to keep yourself balanced and in your own perspective. I want to tell you that first and foremost, that it's a win-win situation if you look at it that way. And also to look within yourself and always be who you are and not have other people tell you what to do, how to do it, and get involved in places you shouldn't be. I hope that helps you, and helps that, because you can become a prisoner of the own calls. If there's anything else that I can help you with, just please also write down my email. It's kathycook@bridging-wisdom.com. Please, let's make an appointment to get down into this situation, if you will, because I've got a lot of things that are just popping in all over the place with me, with you. And Venus is a hot popping area right now, that in Tucson. Michael gets a lot of clients there.
Yes, and I wanted to tell you, congratulations on the wonderful new additions to your family.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. That is just something that when people tell me that, I remember them just as if they were written on my heart, and that will always be a special place in my heart, Lisa, that you called and said that to me on air.
Well, I think that you really exude a lot of love. I can, you know, when I hear you talking on the air and talking about everything, you're definitely, it's like a pure feeling that's coming through.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I believe in all things possible for those who love the Lord and go out there with it and hold it strong. And that's where it comes from me, is the Lord thy God. it comes through to me, and I ask him to speak for me, do for me, act for me, and be for me in all ways, shapes, and forms. So I have to give him the glory, but it's through, I'm a spokesperson for him, but I also am, you know, I love to help all other people in their paths, whatever they choose, because it is, you know, uniquely packaged spiritually that makes this world go around.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you're definitely a role model for how you stay in tune with that.
Oh, Lisa, you are so blessedly just blessing me. You're blessing me, and you're blessing this station, and you're blessing all the listeners with just speaking your feelings about what you get with me, because everybody gets that with you as well because of you speaking it. So you're being abundantly blessed back as well, darling. I bless you so much, and God bless you in everything. And finances, always remember, material versus spiritual. If we get spiritually right, the material will fall right into place.
I do agree with you. And I just want to say God bless, and I'll go ahead and hang up and continue listening to you.
You promise you're going to call, and we'll get together and do an intuitive consultation. Just give me a week. Because, I got thyroid cancer, and I've got to get that taken care of. I've got to get my hips replaced. But I will get you in there before I do all that. I promise. It will be joyous love and happiness to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless. And sister love, okay?
Thank you. And same here to you. Thank you very much. It puts, you know, a deeper understanding to the name of your show. Bridging wisdom. It is a spiritual wisdom.
It is a spiritual evolving. Everybody has wisdom to bridge, and that's what it's all about. People calling in just like you are doing right now. And listen, how my voice is coming back. Oh, my gosh. This is a miracle. It's a miracle. Pinch me one more time, Lisa. Let me see if it's real. I love you, girl. Thank you so much for calling in. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you.
I've always had energy out there, but I didn't know where I knew it was coming. Now I know because I can feel your familiarity.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Ooh, I'm going to tell you what, I've never felt such feelings in my whole life. You want to talk about being, it's not like a cloud nine, because I've been on cloud nine before. Heavens, I have my own hotel room on cloud nine. This is like being inside, outside, upside down all at one time. And that was my son Jason's favorite book, going in, inside the box, inside, outside, upside down. And then you get just falling out. Oh, y'all, active listening audience. What is love to you? And what is it? What is love? People say all the time, love and light, when they hang up or when they type their little things. It's love in light, because the love is in the light. The light is in the love. It's not separate. It's not a love and a light, because it is inside, outside, upside down. And it is inside, outside, upside down in the love, inside, outside, upside down in the light. And what we need to do is flip this world inside, outside, upside down with this kind of feeling, and cherish the human miracle of a baby being born. Because those babies that somebody controls to put as they get older into these wars and into these warfares. But think about it. Avery Lee already knows, when my daughter was conceived, carrying her, she wasn't supposed to be able to conceive. They told her she could not conceive. She had stage 3 endometriosis. There was nothing that they could do. Less than 3% chance. I did my shamanic ritual prayer. Michael did it with me. Medicine Walker came down from Michigan. Patty Stone came down from Michigan. People were stopping by my house. We prayed in my own. And her best friend was going to even carry Colin and her egg and sperm in her body, that she just recovered from thyroid cancer and was totally healed through the faith that she had in believing in God. And And now she once she let that out to Ashley that she would do that, and Colin, they were going to see each other that day, but something like a week later after she had asked me, and something happened. They couldn't get together, but on Mother's Day, around Mother's Day, within 2 weeks, Ashley conceived. And Perry, 5 weeks later, she's carrying twins right now. But I want you to all pray so deeply for my friend Christina Ricci, which is Ashley's and Perry's and Heather's best friend. She just lost her baby. She was pregnant with Ashley and Perry, too. At 5 months, her water broke, and she got to hold her little son. This was 2 weeks ago. She got to hold her little son in her arms. And all I can say is that that love, that that child that she was carrying, that was birthed into this world, has got some wings on her heart that will always carry her through. And God only knows the reasons that we have these devastations happen, but to open up and just bring immense love into Christina Ricci and her husband and her little son, Jack's life, and just heal them totally, and let them know that God has a plan. God has a miracle plan for them in store. Everybody pray. I ask you also for Michael Jr., because he's had a heart attack, Michael Goger's son. It's done damage to his heart. That's all I know, because I was flipped out the other night so bad when all this news came in. If you want to give a call, please don't hesitate, because I'm here and I'm open. And I'm just talking about love and life right now, and know your marks and know your motives with things, and know that if you've got the purest intentions and any motive whatsoever, from gaining fame to gaining understanding to gaining anything out there, spiritual, materialistic, whatever it is, if you have the purest intentions to use it in the purest right way of grace and humbleness, and you have the purest intentions of using what you are actually asking to manifest in your life, then by the grace and mercy, may it come true. Because if we have ulterior motives, it always backfires. It gets worse and worse and worse in the backfiring. And it isn't about exposing things. It isn't about showing who's got what and who doesn't have what and who can do what with who. And look at me, look at me. It's all about being true to yourself. Be so true to yourself, because if you're not true to yourself, you just live in a lie. And if you live in a lie, you're living in Satan's world. And if you're living in Satan's world, some people don't believe in Satan's world, but to me, that's a planted seed, subliminal planted seeds that go along. And the seeds, if your heart's right and in the right love in light and light in love, those seeds cannot manifest. They only just, you know, it's like a parable that Jesus says in the Bible. And I'm not one to quote the Bible very, you know, I just read the stories and then I just get what I get out of it. But he says, if you plant the seeds on the side of the road, then it'll surely choke out because the soil is not that strong. He says, if you plant the seeds in the briar patch, you know, then they're going to get choked out in the weeds and briar patch. If you plant the seeds in the purest, harvesting, beautiful soil that's been prepared and prepared over and over like a garden, and the soil is just right, that will harvest and that will grow with its full intentions to the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful nourishment that you can have. Not only nourishment that you physically see with the food for thought, but the nourishment that you can see and eat and taste with your spiritual thought. Elsie, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, girl. It's Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa, myself. Oh. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, everyone, has been with me through thick and thin. She's like my guardian. And I hadn't talked to you since Avery was born, but through the text messaging.
That's
fun. Alyssa has Ascensia. You want to tell them who you are just a minute and let me rest my voice? Thank you so much, Alyssa, for calling in.
I have a company called Ascensia Organics, and also have a store, which is a beauty bar in Martinsburg, West Virginia. So we have customized organic bath products and mineral cosmetics.
And I'm going to tell, I'm sorry, Alyssa, I wanted to tell them that I was kind of like a guinea pig, you know, before you got started, how you sent me the products before they even had labels. And I can vouch, this is the best stuff I have ever, she puts it together of the what my needs were at the given time. Tell them how you do that with a customer and how they can make their own stuff.
Oh, it's great. Actually, we have over 150 scents, and they come in to the bar, and they sit down, and they have fun smelling all the scents on the bar, and they can pick out if they want to do a cream, a lotion, a scrub, a shower gel, and it's a lot of fun. And we have men's scents as well. It's not just for ladies.
Well, what I see with it, it's like a bar, like a drinking bar, let's say, or, you know, a bar club. And you sit down and you can order any kind of drink you can manifest.
It's right. It's a scent bar.
It's for your body. And it's also for your mind, emotions, and everything else, because it works. Because you made me, because.
That's funny.
So excited. Y'all have to forgive me for certain times I pop out with, all I have to say is that you made me lavender and sage. You even put a stick in the soap. Do you remember that?
Yes, sage, yes.
Okay, explain what I was going through and how come you made that for me. So that'll give them my...
Basically, what the sage spray does is it helps cleanse the air. It says energy collects in corners, okay? So you can, you know, clear your room and be sitting in the middle, and it can still kind of collect there. So when you put this spray on there, it purifies the whole room. So what I do is, I mean, for you or for anybody that likes to spray, they walk around and they spray the whole room and the corners, and that cleanses everything.
Right. And all of a sudden, my voice is getting better and better. And when I couldn't even speak but a whisper this morning, or this afternoon, but I want to say, heads up. Alyssa is coming, girl. And because this is going to be big. Tell them all the different places that's already, the mayor's coming and for your store. But can they get it online? Do you have a web page or
right
you have
now?
A Facebook page too. A famous Facebook page.
I have a Facebook page and it's under Essentia Body. My website's being actually redone. But they can actually leave me a message on the Facebook page, or they can call up the store.
Right.
Yeah.
And Alyssa is one of pure utmost love and light. She does not play in that crappy game of who said, she said, they did, that did. You know, she's about, I just want to say, I've known this girl for, 11, 12, 15,000, up to 100 million years. But really,
yeah, right?
Don't tell her age. I'm just pretending to be 55. Oh, gosh. But the other day, for Addison, you had me get out bath salts because I was out of salt crystals to cleanse and purify. Now, this is a shamanic ritual for me because the shaman path is about purity, purification, and healing. We heal split souls. And the rituals that I went to study with the Seneca Reservation grandmothers, for example, we learned to live off the land. And basically what Alyssa has is land, living off the land, but putting it in ways that we can use it and utilize it into our bodies.
Right.
For certain situations. But in there, also, there's play where people can just say, hey, I like vanilla. Hey, I love the scent of vanilla. I love the scent of lavender. Let me put some pine in there to make it feel real fresh or some mentholatum. And, you know, you just make it, ooh, it feels so good because you gave me a big, huge box of just different types of stuff. And I'm still like, oh, God, the bath salts blow my mind.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I mean, I feel like I'm in a massage parlor when I get in that bathtub with what you do.
Well, you know, in a positive way, a lot of people think that they have to go out and buy all the stuff for grounding and relaxing. You know, but you use basic household items, you know, for good work, for good things. I mean, I think people, if you want to be grounded and be positive and put good vibes, you know, in your house or work, you can put sea salt on your front door or on your windows, and that keeps the positive in. It keeps positive thoughts, positive energy. You have to go on all these, have to spend tens of thousands of dollars.
And you don't have to do all these rituals and all that stuff. You just do it. You clean sweep
just,
it. Yeah, circle flip that book.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who say, you know, I can't afford a sage or a sage stick. You know something? It's just as simple as if you see, say, a sage oil and an essential oil, you can take that, put it in a bottle of water, and spray it. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, I can't, I got to buy this sage stick or that. And it's easy. You know, it's just to be, you know, positive. Just certain kitchen items like nutmeg and cinnamon and, you know,
and garlic. You know, garlic does wonders for opening up your holes in the nostril parts, and I mean it's amazing. You had me mix something the other night. I couldn't talk. What was it? Chamomile. And you made me put something in it. And before I knew it, I had a voice for my grandbaby to be here. But then it's gone again. I don't know. Michael says I hold everything in the throat. I don't know.
Well, we'll work on that throat more later.
Yeah, I know. Because I know that I speak it, it could be, you know, and if I think it, it'll evolve. So anyway, what I want to get at is, where's Pete? He was supposed to be on here too, if calling us and see some stuff.
No, you know, it's great. You know, and the store is great, and the people are great, and it's all about being positive.
Did you have a one day last week, you were just opening up before you opened up, and tell them that story. You know, I was
standing, okay,
I'm in the corner. Hey, by the way, you never affirmed me. Do you have a building if you stand outside and look to the right? That I said that I was in the second window, hit the second floor. Do you have one of those windows or stores on that side?
Well, this is kind of a really funny story because, you know, she meant well, but it was humorous. I had told her, you know, I just opened up, you know, with the cold and weather, you know, not a lot of people are, you know, are shopping, you know, who wants to be out in this freezing snow here. So I said, I really need some customers. And she says, give me 3 minutes. And someone is going to be pulling up. And the funny thing was, someone did pull up, but it was my employee. I was like, wow, no. I'm like, no. I love her.
I said, you didn't tell me. You just said people.
I was like, okay, close, but I want a customer.
That goes to show you with going into that, we have to be specific, so specific with what we are putting out there and wanting to bring back in. There you go. You know, I wasn't being specific enough. I just thought.
Yeah, it was funny. I was like, that's my employee, Kathy.
I said, give me 3 minutes because I got one down the road. And home. Oh, that was great. But you need that employee so that you can tell. Well, you're going to New York. Tell about that.
In April, I'm a member of the NAPW, which is the National Association of Professional Women, and they're having their first annual conference on the 29th of April. And one of the key speakers is Ivanka Trump. And I'm very excited because I followed her with her business. And the NAPW, if you are in a business and you are a female, it's a great place for networking and for online seminars and conferences and classes, and it really helps.
It doesn't have to be a Sensio grant. It could be anything. Like it could be from banking to real estate. There, yes. Lisa. There, you have an answer.
It is worth it. It is so worth it. From a florist to someone who just, I don't know, just sells
even
drugs,
a contractor to organics or Sensio Bar.
Yes. There are engineers there. There are attorneys on there. There's everything. There's a bit of everything.
And it's called NAPR?
NAPW.
I just wanted to flip you your switch a minute. And put an R in there instead of the W, because I did say DP that was coming into your life.
Yeah. NAPW.
Yeah. So tell real slow. I want you to say it so slow how people can find you, because you will get a lot of people from this archive and a lot of people from this live broadcast checking you out, because we do reach 190 countries on BBS, and we have many listeners.
The site is on Facebook, and it's called Essentia Body, ESSENCIA Body on Facebook.
Okay. And you will announce there when your webpage is open where they can buy things and you can ship it, right?
Yes. In fact, what they can do is they can send me a message on Facebook, and I'll be more than glad to mail out brochures and price lists. And even samples, and I could ship out now. So just, let us know. And then the store address is 116 West Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Street in Martinsburg, West Virginia, M-A-R-T-I-N-S-B-U-R-G, West Virginia, 25438.
And you will have that also on your Facebook professional page as well.
Yes.
What all, it's kind of like a little shopping thing you got on there anyway, that they can see the products and services that you offer. Now, I want to say, Alyssa started this from scratch. No one helped her. She researched it. Tell your background and all the things that you've got certifications in.
I have been licensed in skincare for 22 years, and my purpose was I was seeing all this product on the shelf that had fake dyes and fake fragrance, fake colors, and it is just horrible. And I had clients coming into the spa saying to me, I have a breakout, or I'm irritated or allergic. So I created an organic line that has no fake fragrance, dyes, or colors. I have two lines. I have the Essentia Organic, and that's organic basis, 100% certified organic essential oils. And then I have the Essentia Body, which is the organic base with fragrant oil. So that is only, that's like 98% pure, and the Essentia Organic is 100% pure.
Wow.
And
I can tell you, my skin has never been the same. But the thing is there's a lot of different good people out there. I know that Doug and Don Newsom have one that they also use that is Llamas. And it is like pure creamy your skin, your hair. Oh my God! Do you have hair products? Because this, do you have hair products?
Yes. In fact, my part-time girl Michelle, I love her to death. She's my hairdresser. She is at this moment creating my hairline for the store right now, and I also have customized products for the face as well: cleansers, moisturizers, and those are made for each client. I'm not like one of the companies that just has, here's the dry skin, here's the oily skin. They are custom made for everybody. My personal belief is I don't believe in selling a product, here's one for dry skin. Boom, take it.
That's the way that Peter Llamas does his line. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but BBS has that line. And I was just going to say that your line is different from that type of Peter Llamas line, to where it caters basically to the person's needs that need to be, right?
Right. In fact, if someone were to call me and say, I need one for dry skin, I would ask them, why do you think, you have dry skin? We focus on the skin condition. We focus on the disorder.
Or either their energy condition. What they're pulling in towards them is what you do with me. What I'm pulling in towards myself from the outside world. You are very good at the homeopathic type work. And also, oh gosh, Alyssa, we're out of time. I am not meaning to just cut us short like that, but I just woke up. And it is 8:55 my time, which means it's 5:55 BBS radio time. And we need to cut this off because we have to get another show on the air. I just want to thank Lisa for calling in. I want to thank you, Alyssa, for calling in, because it did help me to wonder, you know, a little bit more about your products, because we haven't been able to sit down and talk about them since you gave me the raw deal without any labels on it or anything. We've just been so busy, because you, congratulations on your granddaughter. Your first
grandchild.
So many of us Yahooers are having children. LaDonna had her first grandchild. Josephine had her first grandchild. And they're all girls. What's with that? Sixers had his first grandchild. First daughter. So we're all having all these daughters and grandgirls. Anyway, Dawn, thank you so much for the happy birthday wishes. I love you all there at BBS Radio. Alyssa, thanks for calling in. And Lisa, thank you for all that you shared with us this evening. Please keep in touch and call me. This is Bridging Wisdom, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, also known as Tassie Hill. Bridging Wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time, raising the octaves one broadcast at a time. And with that, we are off the air. Bye-bye.